is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-a-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. We welcome you from all parts of the country this Tuesday morning. It's November 6th. It's Election Day. And if you're just getting your morning started, it's 7:34 a.m. I don't know about you, but with the new time, I feel again on Tuesday morning refreshed, revitalized, and ready to go. And you know, we like to remind you about those school zones. Some kids are in school this morning and some are not because of the polling sites that those schools turn into at this time of the year. So for those kids that are in school, we want to remind you that there are still some buses that are running this morning. I know that ours is in school this morning, and many are, so still be careful. There are a lot of people that are trying to get to poll sites, that are trying to get to work, and they're trying to do it all in a short span of time. So everybody is really harried and hurried this morning. So we want to remind you that this is a day that we need to be especially mindful about what's happening on the roads this morning. So as you're traveling in, if you're headed in to work, or if you're headed into the polling sites, please be safe. Please make sure that you realize that some kids are in school today. Slow down. Remember that those school zones are in effect until 9 a.m. And, you know, there are going to be people in and out throughout school zones because of those polling sites. And for many of you who listen, we want you to know that you can connect with us at 3717 Government Street, Suite number 2, right here in Alexandria. Those are our offices. You can zip it up with 71302, or you can simply phone us by dialing 318-445-5658. We're happy to take your phone calls. We're happy to take your emails, and we're just happy to hear from you. So make sure that you connect with us at the OPT offices. Now, today is Tuesday. It's Election Day, November the 6th. Now, many of you who listen to the OPT network know that we are so apolitical, which means we're not political at all. But you know what? This is one of those occasions where we are wanting to encourage every single person, DC, within the sound of our voices, that it is critical that you go out and exercise your right to vote. We would never purport to tell you whom or what to vote for, but we do want to express that every single person that can vote, that is eligible to vote, should vote. And, you know, I was reading an article on yesterday that talked about why 40% of Americans won't vote. And that's a lot of people. And we're going to go to break. And when we come back, we're going to tell you about the article, and we're going to tell you about the importance of exercising your right to be heard, your right to vote. Many have fought for many, many years to make sure that women, especially, and people are on equal footing, and that we all have the right to go out and to exercise our vote. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you about an interesting conversation that I had. This is a critical, critical time for America. And we want to remind each and every person as you're driving in, getting ready for your day, why it's so important that you go out and make your voice heard. You're on point, everybody. It's Tuesday morning. We hope that your morning is off to a great start. Stay on point. We'll be back right after this.
HixonHasIt.com. HixonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HixonHasIt.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. With one of the representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies. Guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. For those hosting a party, whatever the occasion, Southwest Beverage distributes the Great Party Guide, which provides tips to help ensure that their guests consume alcohol beverages responsibly and make it home safely. For more information, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I am Tarnisha Brady-Williams, Division Director of the March of Dimes, and I would like to thank Harlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping in the fight to prevent prematurity in babies. Thank you, Team OPT, for being an advocate for change.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 7:43, and today is Election Day, November 6th, and this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is serving Rapides and surrounding areas, making sure that you understand your insurance needs and making sure that you have everything on point. The number to phone Rosa and her team is 318-487-1881. Also, Hickson Automotive Group there in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, simply log on to HicksonHasIt.com. That's www.HicksonHasIt.com. And if you're just getting your morning started, just from the time that we got up, got out, and drove to work this morning, the temperatures are dropping. So don't be deceived if you're just walking out of your house this morning and it doesn't feel so cool. But you can just feel the change and the drop in the temperature. So make sure that you're equipped. And if your kids are in school, make sure that they are equipped as well. Now, as I said before we went to the break, everyone who listens to this show knows that we are apolitical, DC, that we absolutely do not indulge in politics. And that is for a reason. We just feel that our listeners are smart enough
We try to equip people every day with information from all parts of the country, and we know that people are listeners and they're savvy, and they're getting the information that they need to make their own informed decisions.
Absolutely.
But when we heard the article, or read this article, written by Tia Goose from Life Science magazine, she said that 40% of Americans won't vote. And when we read that, we said, you know, that's interesting and even a little bit disturbing. And this is what the article says. She said, the United States may be an iconic democracy, but every year, many Americans don't bother voting at all. Regardless of lower turnout caused by events like Hurricane Sandy, you know, they were looking at that. She said, the United States ranks 120th. Of 169 countries for which data exist on voter turnout, falling between the Dominican Republic, D.C., and Benin, which is a country in Africa, according to a January 2012 study from the Institute for Democracy and Electoral Assistance. Not all countries ranked were democracies, and that was a factor in these results. But she said about 60% of eligible voters will likely cast ballots today, a lower percentage than in most other Western democracies. And so experts say that the low turnout results from how often Americans conduct elections are really a part of the issue. A lot of people think that we have so many elections that they just sort of lose track. And she talks about the inconvenience of voting and the reality that each individual vote really doesn't count. And I think that a lot of people somewhere, consciously or subconsciously, feel like D.C., they don't need to go and vote because their vote simply does not count.
And that's just not true.
You're right. And so she points to that as one reason, the inconvenience. And we know, according to all the pundits and all the Svengalis and all of the polls, that voter turnout is probably going to be very, very large, and that the time that it's going to take to vote could be considerable. And so a lot of people in this article, she states, don't want to be bothered with the inconvenience. And she said part of the issue is that they just don't want to take the time. And so we're hoping that that is not true, and many people feel like voting can become a hassle, especially with the long lines and the expected voter turnout for this particular election. So though we're not Svengalis, we don't want to tell people whom they need to vote for or how they need to vote or on which issues they need to vote and how they should vote yes or no, we believe that the American public, D.C., are smart people.
Yes, they are.
Who have followed the issues and who understand what is best for America, but is what is best for them and for their families. And so with that said, we want to encourage every single person that is an eligible voter, D.C., to turn out.
Absolutely. It's important.
You know, and so many people have fought, you know, our forefathers and foremothers have fought for us to have this right. And so not only is it important for people who are 18 years old and older to turn out, but it's important to start having these conversations with our youth, with our preteens and our tweens, and to talk about the issues at home so that our kids can have a real understanding or a somewhat understanding of the political process and what it takes and what it looks like, and to try to just make it through some of the mesh that has become the political process. And so with that said, I was talking to a believer the other day, a Christian, who said to me, she said, I am worried to death. And I quote, she said, I am worried to death, D.C., about this election. And I said, well, what are you worried about? And so she began to reel off everything that she was worried about. And the reason why we don't get into politics is for this very reason. Every entity, whether it's a Christian entity, whether it is a news entity, whether it is a gossip entity, every single...
Especially the gossips.
Especially the gossips. Every single entity has their
take. Is there such thing as a gossip news situation?
I think there is. I think there is. And
gossip news.
Gossip news. Or spinning the news the way that you want to see it happen. And so in this conversation, now she's a believer, and I know that she's a believer. She began to tell me about what the Christian networks were saying about this political race and all of the issues. And so I just sat, just like I did with the gentleman last week, and I just listened, because I've got this whole article on listening, and I hope I get a chance to share it, because you know what? We talk so much, and I'm hearing it, especially in interviews, I'm hearing it in conversations. We talk so much that the conversations literally sound like noise, because everybody's talking and nobody is listening. So I just sat patiently and I listened to all of the things that she had heard through her Christian walk and Christian views about the election. And I said to her, as believers, we just have to have faith. And that was our word for this morning. Are you going to choose faith, or are you going to choose the fear mongers and the fear? And I said that to her. I said, we just have to have faith. And even though she is a strong, strong believer, she bypassed that. And she said, yeah, but. And when we say that we have faith, but we say, yeah, but, that's some challenge to me. So I continued to listen, and she wanted my feedback. Well, I didn't have any. I just chose to listen. Because I think that when you're versed on the issues and you understand the issues, your issue is different from mine and DC's issue and from our issue. Everybody has different issues that they deem important. And I believe that when you look at the totality of the issues, that you should vote your conscience and your heart, and you should not be moved by fear. And I told her, I said, don't you realize that God is in control? She said, yeah, I do, but. And then I listened some more. And she said, the body of Christ has really, really not gotten a hold of what's happening here. There is hypocrisy in the body, she said. And I said, well, you know what we have to do about that? We have to pray. Because what we understand and what I understand innately, DC, is that I can't change anybody's mind. I can't change anybody but myself. And when you understand that, and you go out and you exercise your right to vote, and you realize that you have to take your faith with you and dispel your fears and understand that you can't control anyone, the polls are insane. Every side believes that they're winning. But guess what? Is that crazy? Every side, all the Svengalis. Yeah, all the Svengalis are spinning it the way that they want it to end. And so invariably what they're doing is making you believe, if you're on one side or the other, that you're winning. And so what we would say to you this morning about this electoral process and the election is this. Understand the issues and go out and vote. And don't be overcome by fear. Because guess what? God already knows, DC. He knows the end from the beginning. And because we know that's true, why would we have fear today? The atmosphere across the country is electrifying. It is electric. Everybody is sitting, waiting for those results and waiting to see what will happen. Well, we know no one really knows exactly what the margin of error is. Well, we can say with scientists can say with some degree of certainty that it's this percent or that percent, but no one knows at the end of the day how it's going to end. And since that's true, then this is what we should do. Not be inconvenienced, like the author had written in the article about 40% of Americans that will not vote. Go out and utilize your right to vote. It is a part of being an American citizen. It is a part of having your voice heard, whether you believe that it makes a difference or not. It absolutely does. And so I hope that this is probably maybe the most calm piece of information that you'll get, because people are going to be spinning it. They're spinning it already from the time you opened your eyes this morning and turned on the news until the time you close your eyes at night if there is not a result. But this is what we would say. Choose faith, not fear. Go out and exercise your right to vote. You're on point, everybody. We've got to take a break here, but when we come back, we'll tell you what's coming up on point.
Surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com, or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Training for intervention procedures, Southwest Beverage helps provide tip server training to educate bartenders, waitstaff, and store clerks on how to identify and prevent potential alcohol abuse situations and properly check IDs. To learn more, log on to www.beresponsible.com. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute understand that their patients deserve leading-edge cardiac, vascular, and thoracic care. Board-certified doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to quality care and innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, the leading edge in state-of-the-heart care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Kendra Goche, the Executive Director of the Central Louisiana Homeless Coalition, and I would like to thank Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping us to bring awareness and positive attention to the homeless population in Central Louisiana. Thanks, Team OPT, for your wonderful support.
KAYT 88.1, Gina Alexandria.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's November the 6th. It's Election Day, and the morning is off to a crisp, cool start. It's 8:01 a.m., and this segment, well, it's sponsored by Terra Home. Listen, for great gifts, great decor, Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive, right here in Alexandria. Jennifer Tishner is the owner and operator, and I'm going to tell you, it is a treat just to walk into her store and see the beautiful, beautiful displays. She also has those super mega raffle tickets. For a donation of only $5, you can go in and you can take advantage of all that she has, and you can be the change that you want to see. We also want to thank McDonald's of Alexandria for always being the change that they want to see. And DC, I want to thank the callers. We've had some callers during the break that have said, you know what, Carlette and DC, thank you for that word. And I want to thank Yvonne for calling in. She said, you know what, I'm on my way to the polls. And you're absolutely right. She said, you've got to follow your heart. She said, I've heard some negativity. And it doesn't matter who you have decided is your candidate, is your man, because I believe that every single person has searched their heart to figure out what works best for America, for their communities, for their state, and for their families. And she said, I have never been a follower of negativity. And Yvonne, I think you're right on point. And I would say to all of you who are driving in, people who try to inundate you with their negativity, with their thoughts and their ideas, you have got to be suspect for that. People who say, I'm going to think so that you don't have to think, is insane. We want to be a purveyor of information. You want to jump on that?
Somebody actually said that.
Well, if somebody said
I'm gonna think so you don't have to think.
If somebody said it, or if somebody
that's story,
or somebody intimated that is insane.
That's insanity.
What we want to do is we want to be purveyors of information. We want to be a conduit, if you will, a flow of information so that you can make good decisions, so that you can empower yourself and your family. And that's what this election is about. And Yvonne said, you know what? When you don't vote, she said, I heard you talking about that article. She said, your voice can't get heard. And you know what? If you're sitting at home, or you're driving into work, or you're sitting at your computer and you're thinking, you know what, nobody's going to miss me if I don't vote. I am asking you right now to change your thinking. Because if your voice is not heard, if you don't show up, then you just really, really, you, what you do to history, what you're saying to historians is that your work was in vain, was in vain. When you say, nobody's going to miss me, nobody's going to know.
Right. My grandmother used to say, you know, her name was Beatrice Sweezy. And she used to say, boy, when you get old enough, go register for the draft and register to vote. And later on, I found out that if you didn't register for the draft, you couldn't even get a student loan.
Wow.
You know, a lot of people don't even know. If you don't register for the draft, you can't even get a student loan or a grant or
anything. Mm-hmm.
And if you don't register to vote, don't nobody want to see you coming.
Exactly.
You know, basically, you're not registered to vote. You don't have a job. Don't nobody really want to see you coming, period.
Exactly. And that's right on point. And so if you're sitting, if you're one of those 40% that have decided, you know, there's too many people. And then see what people are going to do now is they're going to give themselves reasons why they can't go vote. Because I have lunchtime and I'm not going to be, the lines are too long. Well, you know what? A lot of people are going to have to go after work. A lot of people are going to have to go when they can go. Last night I was talking to my aunt who is 88 years young. And I asked her, I said, Auntie, I said, are you going to vote tomorrow? She said, why, sure I'm going to vote. 88 years old. And she said unequivocally, I am going to vote. And she said, I'm going to drive myself. I said, well, listen, let's talk about that. I said, let's talk about that. She's retired more years than I can even talk about. And one of the joys of her retirement is that she doesn't have to get up early anymore. And so she doesn't. And I said, well, we will call you by the time we think that you're up and we'll just check on that. But you know, what would be a great idea is for people to call people and say, just like we've asked you to do with mammograms, it's just this important that you go out and you vote. And you vote the way that God has placed on your heart to vote. Not about the rhetoric, not about all of the stories, not about this, not about that. You know, when you look into a situation, you know that you know that you know that you know what you're supposed to vote for and whom you're supposed to vote for. And again, are we going to choose faith or are we going to choose fear? And what we are seeing with evangelicals is that we're looking at each other saying, well, this is what the word says, but I'm going to do that. And so you have to make a stand, DC, at some point. And nobody needs to know what your stand is, I don't think.
Right. And then you do have some people who are not
one issue?
Yeah, one issue voter. You know, there's several issues. Sometimes you vote with somebody that has one issue that you agree with and they have other issues that you don't agree with.
Mm-hmm.
No matter who you vote for, it's going to be like that. You know, nobody's going to agree with everything you want done. It's not going to happen.
Absolutely. And so this morning, as we start our morning, I know that we were prayerful about this election, prayerful still for our friends in New York, New Jersey, and all down the Eastern Seaboard that are still facing issues and are facing more issues. And we have spoken to, we just call them our family, because we have connected with so many great people through the OPT network. New Yorkers they're tough people. They've seen a lot, but they're not accustomed to seeing hurricanes. and they are in dismay, and there's so much uncertainty. And so we want to remind you to keep those people in your prayers. There's no distance in the spirit. And you know what I've decided? I've decided that when I say that I'm going to pray for somebody or pray with somebody, I say, look, let's just pray. It's just pray right then. So if you're traveling in, if you're sitting at your desk and you're listening, you know, just say a little prayer for those people. Even though you may not know them, you know, we understand. We understand immensely what it's like to go through a hurricane. And yesterday, one of our sister friends called 7 days, still no power. We're hoping that those crews that are coming from other parts of the country, the Red Cross and all of those people will help to bring the restore the power, especially as they're expecting some very, very cold temperatures. And we're hoping and praying that this storm, as have many of the storms we have experienced, will help them to be more resilient. And we know that New Yorkers are resilient. So we want you to stay on point, everybody. We're going to take a quick break here, but we'll be back on the other side of this break.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. SHBnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Since when did spicy become just about the heat? I like my food with a little kick, not a blazing inferno. Spicy food should get back to its roots, flavor. That's why I love the new Spicy Chicken McBites from McDonald's. These crispy, juicy, perfectly seasoned bites of delicious chicken have just the right mix of spices, giving me the perfect balance of the enjoyable heat I crave and that Mickey D's flavor I love.
The simple joy of a spicy kick that tastes good. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Wholesalers work with educators, parents, and law enforcement to implement alcohol responsibility initiatives in our communities. When it comes to preventing drunk driving, responsibility matters. To learn more, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
We are a part of the very fabric of our community. In ways seen and unseen, we comfort and care for those who need us. We have combined people and technology to nurture the health of families for over a century. We are integrity, hope, resolve. From sickness to health, we have always been there. and we will continue to be there for you. We are Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I am Valerie Bayon Bandy, Executive Director of Family Counseling Agency, and I would like to thank Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping us strengthen individuals and families through counseling, education, and advocacy. Thanks, Team OPT, for your positive support.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Get Wired Satellites. Jeremy Clary is the owner and operator. You can go in and ask about HD. It's there for life. Also, for any of your satellite needs, any of the great channels you want, all you got to do is just go in and ask, how can you save money? And Jeremy Clary and his team will help. The number to phone, 318-767-2220. Southern Heritage Bank is an independently owned community bank, meeting the financial needs of our community and also the City of Alexandria. Diversity in action. We want to remind you once again that if you need to connect with us or you want to connect with us, our offices are located at 3717 Government Street, Suite number 2, right here in Alexandria, 71302. Or you can phone us by dialing 318-445-5658. We have got some incredible things going on with the Super Mega Raffle. Hopefully we'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. But we've got some really, really incredible women coming up on the show, and we want to make sure that you're on point for that. Dr. Robin Smith, who was on the show last week, will be coming back at some point this month talking about her book, Hungry, The Truth About Being Full. Kate White will be on November the 9th, which is going to be an incredible conversation. She was the editor-in-chief for Cosmopolitan Magazine, which is the best-selling young women's magazine in the world. She's got a new book, DC. It's called, and when I saw it, when our team saw it, they said, she's got to be on point. I shouldn't be telling you this. Success secrets every gutsy girl should know. Incredible, incredible conversation. You can go to our website and you can pick up on everything that we've got going on. The website, again, is www.onpointcxmas.com.
Yes, Carlette. And the website, for all to know, is basically a place where you can go and figure out mostly everything that's going on with the OPT and the network. You know, our web editor, Mary Hollingsworth, does an excellent job. The website is always fresh and updated. We never let it lapse. So, you know, anytime you need information about what we're doing and you don't have it, you can go to the website. If you need our numbers, our address, anything like that right there, everything is on the website for all to see. And so it is another tool that you can use to stay in constant contact with what we're doing and how to get in touch with us as well.
And it's all about, DC, being a part of the network. And you're right, Mary Hollingsworth, you absolutely are amazing. You keep it fresh. You keep it clean. You keep it up to date. And she's always on point. And Mary, we thank you for that. We also have an incredible story coming up out of Essence Magazine. For many of you who listen, we partner with Essence Magazine to bring stories from the magazine to our listeners. And this is one of those incredible stories that caught our attention, and I know a lot of people have read it. April Michelle Brown is her name. Her story is called The Price of Beauty. And it was so ironic because the last time I was in the beauty salon, we were talking about women who were having just fly-by-night plastic surgery. And she did that, and she lost all of her limbs. She had an implant in her butt, and she did it through somebody that was not a qualified, licensed surgeon, and she's got an incredible story to tell. That's coming up November the 13th. We're also going to have Linda Evans. You might remember her from her role in The Big Valley and Dynasty. Well, she's got a great new book out that she's going to share with us. And so many things coming up. We're still working on Kay Warren, who She and her husband are the co-founders of Saddleback Church. He wrote The Purpose-Driven Life. Well, she has written an incredible book, Choose Joy. And we have been working on Kay for a while. She travels a lot internationally, and she is always on the go. But this book, and at this time, Choosing Joy and Choosing Faith Over Fear, is such an incredible conversation to have right now, because everywhere we look, we are hearing stories of people having challenges, whether it's losing loved ones or having loved ones that are very sick. And people are really having to choose joy, and they're having to choose their faith. And this morning, in our quiet time, it was really, really good, because faith is something that we cannot talk about enough, because I think everywhere you look, whether it's yourself or someone you know, faith is being tested. And I just want to say this, because I was talking to a dear friend of mine on yesterday who is having some challenges in their family, and we talked about faith. And you know, we have talked about so often on this program about being open and being honest and sharing our experiences, our life, and our hope. And we talk about that in the realm of helping someone else, whether it's those good things that happen, those great things that we're elated about, or it's those things that are a little bit more challenging. We try to share those, because if I've not said it once, I don't know how many times I've said it. We believe that every story gives life to the next story. And when you share your story, we want to help people to be able to receive the stories that we share, those stories that are maybe not so easy to hear, and to be equipped when a story is shared. And so I was talking to this friend yesterday. Do you see, I was talking about sharing our stories and the way that we share. And one of the things that we want to encourage people about is that when people share their stories, especially stories of sickness or finding news, people have to be equipped to hear those stories. And if you don't have anything positive to say, try not to say anything at all. And so our friend was saying that she was so dismayed by the feedback that she and her family had gotten from sharing their story. Well, we talk about being open and sharing all the time. And so when people share their stories with you, especially stories of cancer or just whatever, if you don't know what to say, it is simply okay to say nothing. Just to say, you know what, we stand with you, with what you're believing. Because see, the word says that all you need is two. So be very mindful. And that's why we really started to read articles about listening. People are talking so much that they're not listening. And it's never more true when you say to somebody, you said this, this, and this, and they say, I didn't say that. No, that's not what I said. You know why? Because you're talking so much that you're not listening. You're not actively listening. And you're not really hearing what people are saying. And there's this article that I want to share that talks about listening. And it says it's one of the most important skills you can have. How well you listen has a major impact on your job effectiveness and on the quality of your relationships with others. You see, we listen for reasons. We listen to get information. We listen so that we can understand. We listen for enjoyment. And hopefully you're listening to learn. Because that's what we try to bring. We try to bring the best people from around the nation, around the world, to help us learn. We're learning, and hopefully you're learning. But we've got to be able to hone, DC, our listening skills.
Yeah.
So I got to take a break. DC is telling me you got to take a break here. Y'all, it's Tuesday. It feels good. And I hope that you're listening. I hope that you're on point. I know that you're on point. We've got to take a break. We're back in a second.
HixonHasIt.com. HixonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HixonHasIt.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
For those hosting a party, whatever the occasion, Southwest Beverage distributes the Great Party Guide, which provides tips to help ensure that their guests consume alcohol beverages responsibly and make it home safely. For more information, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Hello, I'm Katie Vanderlick, Executive Director of the YWCA, and I would like to thank Carlette Christmas with On Point Talk for helping us nurture kids and their potential. Thanks, Team OPT, for helping us in the Central Louisiana community.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community, KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Good morning, everyone. This segment of the OPT is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Kyle is a good neighbor, and he's serving Avoyelles Parish and surrounding areas. The number is 318-346-6695. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Rayhide, will they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology? And this morning, we're talking about a few things. We're talking about people getting out to vote today, exercising your right to vote. But we're also talking about people listening. And, you know, it's an important conversation for all of us, because I think that every single person within the sound of our voices could use this conversation and this information on listening, because it's only going to help us all to get better. Now, the research shows that you only remember about 25 to 50% of what you hear. And so that what that really means is that when you're talking to people, when you're talking to your boss, or you're talking to your colleagues or your customers or your friends or your spouse, what that means is that for about 10 minutes, you only are paying attention for about 10 minutes of the conversation. And that's not a lot of time. And that's not very good. And so to turn this listening issue around, people need to turn it around for so many reasons, for receiving instructions and directions. And one of the things that we noticed in our own home, and let me tell you something, your kids are such great teachers, especially when you're older parents and you really have time to see. And what we understood is that the little person in our house listens to only portions of what he wants to hear. And so in an effort to try to make a change, what we did was we started, instead of continuing to fuss about it, and I'm talking about our kids, but I'm talking about adults as well, because we all need this lesson. We're telling our kids that they don't listen, but really in truth, are they doing what they see us do? So in our house, what we decided for Deuce Christmas, David Christmas, a.k.a. Deuce Christmas, we decided that he would put signs up everywhere he inhabits the most that say, I will listen. I can listen. I am a listener. And so when he brushes his teeth in the morning, he can look at that. When he goes into his room at night, he can look at that. And so because words have so much power, we've got to begin to not say what it is, but what we want to have. I'm going to say that again, and this is where faith and fear come in. You see, when the Israelites went to spy out the land, they sent 12. Well, 10 came back with a bad report. They said what they saw instead of what they knew the word says. So let's not say what we see. Let's say what we want. Listening is critical in every area of life. I was having a conversation with someone, and they were talking so much, DC. And I don't think that she realized just how much she was talking.
Right.
And I realized, again, there's no need in saying anything because she can't hear me. But that is another example of you're talking so much. And the experts say that you're talking really to try to get your point across, but you're really not paying attention, so you're really not communicating at all.
Right, and a lot of times, you know, when just some of the times when folks are talking like that, they're actually trying to convince themselves of what they're saying.
Wow. That's powerful.
Yeah, a lot of times that's what all the chatter is about. I don't really believe what I'm saying, so I'm trying to sell myself because, you know, if you've heard it, why do I keep saying it to you?
Right.
I must be trying to convince myself of it.
And so this is an issue that a lot of people just are really not aware of, and you can't fix what you don't think is a problem. So this morning, as you're traveling in and you're listening to the show, and I know for us, Because in any relationship, especially in a marriage relationship, communication is key.
Key.
And so you've got to be very clear, because sometimes you hear things that you think you didn't hear. And that's why it's really good to stop and listen and to really reiterate what the person has said so that you can go back and say, if I heard you clearly, or if I understood what you were saying, I understood that you were saying this, this, and this. Y'all, I'm talking to you, but I'm talking to me too, because I hear a lot of conversations every single day. And I want a purpose in my heart that when people are sharing their hearts, that I just listen. But not to their mouth moving, do you see? I listen to their hearts, and I actively listen to what they're trying to convey. And sometimes, especially as women, we're such fixers that we stop listening to try to fix the hurt or the situation. So good communication skills require a high level of self-awareness by understanding your personal style of communicating. It goes a long way toward creating good, lasting listening to others. Y'all, it feels so good on this Tuesday morning. It's 8:36 a.m. Don't forget, it's election day. Your voice and your vote, they absolutely count. Start listening this morning. You're on point.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Training for intervention procedures. Southwest Beverage helps provide tip server training to educate bartenders, waitstaff, and store clerks on how to identify and prevent potential alcohol abuse situations and properly check IDs. To learn more, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by McDonald's of Pineville, being the change that they want to see. Owner-operator Johnny Marks, she is a breast cancer survivor, and she is working hard to make sure that we all eradicate breast cancer, as well as the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. The credit union with a heart. So many ways to visit the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union located in Pineville. Right here on Commerce and on Coliseum Boulevard. Make sure that you go in. They have those super mega raffle tickets. They have decals. And they even have the jeweled pins. Everything for only a small donation of $5. They are working tirelessly to be the change that they want to see. And saying hell no to breast cancer. Also, the Of Oils Commission of Tourism. Stay and play in Of Oils Parish. And Davis One Stop, our partners who are vehemently fighting alongside us to be the change that they want to see, also in eradicating breast cancer. Can't say enough about Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. Darlene St. Romain and her team, they are putting on the party of parties. We're calling it the party of the year-end party. Sylvia's Pink for the Cure, Pink Party for the Cure, happening at the Hayes Auditorium on December the 15th. We're going to tell you how you can connect with that. Another way to eradicate breast cancer. The number to phone for Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services and Darlene St. Romain is 318-346-2540 in Opelousas. The number is 337-942-9939. Also, Southwest Beverage. For more on their safety messages, you can log on to www.beresponsible.com. Now, DC, changing gears just a little bit. I don't want to be too tough on people with listening, but I think it's a skill that we all need to work at, and I certainly have purposed in my heart, DC, to work on it daily.
Good.
What about you?
I'm working, too.
I'm working, too. You said that like good for you, but I got this.
Yeah, good job.
Anyway, y'all, we're super, super excited about the last days of fundraising. And we want to keep it fun. We want to keep it hot. Hey, yesterday we dubbed the pot being hot. The pot is hot. We don't have time to tell you just how hot it is, but that means you got to keep listening.
Absolutely. You have to keep listening, and you have to get some of the tickets. You know, we had a lady call from Marksville. She said, wow, nobody here in the Marksville area has any of these tickets, but how can I get some? We'll simply mail them to you. So if you're in that area and you want to take advantage of getting some of the Super Mega Raffle tickets, just give us a call. We'll be more than happy to mail them out to you. Not a problem.
Absolutely.
Nothing is a problem.
Nothing is a problem.
Not at all. We're going to get you what you need.
And so if nobody has those tickets in your area, all you've got to do, DC, is phone us.
Absolutely. And if you're in the Marksville area and you would like to sell some of the tickets, give us a call.
Okay, here's the number. It's 318-445-5658. So we realize that, you know, certain people don't have tickets in certain areas, but we make it really easy, and everybody is just on the good merit system. We had such great fortune with the Super Mega Raffle last year that we mailed them out. And so if you need to get those Super Mega Raffle tickets in your area, our number's 318-445-5658. Call us. We're happy to mail those out to you. We're in and out of the office, so all you've got to do is just leave us a message, and we return every single message. We try to return every single email. If you have sent us a book request or you have sent over emails, we're not complaining. In fact, we're blessed that we have a deluge of emails, and we try to get to every single one. So if you send us your book or we have your book, we really, really, we value writers and authors. And so we really read those books. And to do your book justice and your work justice, we read them. So don't get discouraged. We have not forgotten about you.
Absolutely. And let me give a big shout out to Anitra McCoy.
Anitra McCoy.
Campty, Louisiana. She just called and said, look, I want to get some of those tickets, Ms. McCoy. We will be calling you right after the show. And
he's multitasking.
Those tickets.
He's multitasking.
Well, somebody just texted in. He is multitasking. Okay, good.
He is multitasking, but you know what? This is an incredible movement. The monies are staying, 75% of the monies are staying right here in our community. We want to encourage you not only to prosper, but to be in good health. That means have your mammogram. That means do yourself breast exams. That means having your pap smears. And if you're at the age, have your colonoscopy. For men, that means also making sure that you don't have any lumps in your breast. That means if you're 40 years old or older, men, you need to have your prostate checked.
Definitely.
It means making sure that you know your numbers, like your cholesterol and your blood pressure, and all of those things that really, really matter in being healthy. Because you know what? There's no need in being wealthy if you're not healthy.
Absolutely.
And so this is why we do what we do. This is why we look for the best people locally, nationally, and internationally to be a part of the network to give you the best information. Y'all, it's Election Day. It's November the 6th. It's 8:47. And you know what the music means.
Yeah.
It means we gotta take a break.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. SHBnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get wired satellites powered by DirecTV now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Since when did spicy become just about the heat? I like my food with a little kick, not a blazing inferno. Spicy food should get back to its roots, flavor. That's why I love the new Spicy Chicken McBites from McDonald's. These crispy, juicy, perfectly seasoned bites of delicious chicken have just the right mix of spices, giving me the perfect balance of the enjoyable heat I crave and that Mickey D's flavor I love.
The simple joy of a spicy kick that tastes good. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Wholesalers work with educators, parents, and law enforcement to implement alcohol responsibility initiatives in our communities. When it comes to preventing drunk driving, responsibility matters. To learn more, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
We are a part of the very fabric of our community. In ways seen and unseen, we comfort and care for those who need us. We have combined people and technology to nurture the health of families for over a century. We are integrity, hope, resolve. From sickness to health, we have always been there, and we will continue to be there for you. We are Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 8:51 and it is November the 6th. It's Election Day. We know that a lot of people are moving about. A lot of people are headed to the polls, D.C., and hopefully we've changed people's minds that weren't going to head to the polls.
Go to the polls, vote, exercise your right.
Exercise your right
you
to
gotta
vote.
You got to fight. Well, you're right. To vote.
Absolutely. And you know what? Especially women. Many of the pundits predict that women are going to be game changers in this election. So, you know, we have fought for so many rights and we're still fighting for so many rights. And I won't even begin to talk about that. But the real issue is this. It doesn't matter how you think those votes are counted or how you think yours will matter. It does indeed matter. And so we encourage every single person to go out and vote. And we want to also encourage every single person. And people are calling, D.C., about those super mega raffle tickets. We are winding down. We're going to have the drawing on Black Friday. It is going to be a party of parties in the studio. It's going to be a dance party. It's going to be a fundraising party. It's just going to be downright fun.
Yes, it is. And right now, the prizes are going through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
If you hadn't gotten a ticket, you need to get some. You need to get some, really, because not only are you helping to be the change and help to fight breast cancer, but you're also participating in a fun way to raise money. All of the money raised, every dime goes to the Breast Cancer Foundation to help to give mammograms to people who need them, and goes also towards the research of breast cancer.
Absolutely. And you know what? Every day we hear just another story that saddens our heart, another woman having to fight through the rigors and the pain and the uncertainty of breast cancer. And that's why we continue to fight. That's why we will continue to fight. And that's why we're encouraging you. This is a way that everybody wins. You get an opportunity to win, just an enormous, enormous rack of prizes.
Absolutely. And Carlette, we have people calling from all over the place. I didn't realize we were going to get this many calls. There's still a lot of places in the listening areas where there are no tickets for sale.
Mm-hmm.
But if you would be so kind as to call the On Point office at 445-5658, we will see to getting you the tickets out to you wherever you are, wherever you reside. We'll simply mail them to you, and you fill out the card with your name, address, and phone number, and mail it back with the amount of money that you, the tickets that you're buying. So it's really, really easy. Anybody can purchase these tickets. We make it real easy for you to do it. You know, we send them to you first. You send your money next, and it's fine. It's all easy. It's just a real simple process.
And you know what we said, DC? We said it last year. We'll say it again this year. It's a merit system, and it has worked beautifully.
Yes, it has. We've not gotten cheated out of $1. Not $1 has been misappropriated, or anybody who has decided to participate in this movement has been completely forthright and done exactly what is expected of them. And to that, we'd like to say thank you, guys, and we appreciate you. The Cancer Foundation appreciates you, and the people with breast cancer appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
And so just keep up the good work. And like I said, if you're out there and you're saying, I would like to have one of those tickets, but I don't know how to get them, all you have to do is dial On Point office at 445-5658. Also, if you happen to see the On Point Talk cruiser, simply call the number on it, and we will pull it over and sell you some tickets. We'll do that in a really, really safe way.
Absolutely. And you know what? We could not do what we're doing without all of the volunteers and without all of the businesses that have committed and have worked and have been so diligent. So every single person that has tickets throughout Central Louisiana, we want to just say thank you, because this is something that not one or two people can do. It takes the masses. It takes the body to make the movement, DC, continue to move.
Absolutely. It is definitely a community movement, and it's taking the community, and the community is showing up.
Mm-hmm.
The community is showing up. We have people like Elmer Redwine, who put a program together. We'll be talking about that in the days to come. The Pine Liner Bass Club.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're talking about them. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church. The Bread of Life Missionary, the Bread of Life Ministries over in Oakdale.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people, and there's a lot of people who are coming in, and we just want to thank everybody in advance for all that they've done and for all that they're going to do to help to make this movement a complete success.
Absolutely, and we'll be giving the names of all of those churches and those ministries and those groups that have been a part of this. It takes us all. It takes every single supply.
Yes, it does.
To make it work. And so we want to thank you guys. We've got an incredible week. We've got an incredible month coming up. And you got to stay on point. We'll try to post some of these things on Facebook that are coming up, especially the article out of Essence Magazine. It is one of the most powerful, profound articles that I have read. And someone that has been faced with so many challenges to have such an incredibly wonderful attitude. We want to hear from you. We want to hear about your stories of hope, success. We want to hear about your books. And I told people, DC, we read every book.
Absolutely.
So don't get discouraged if we haven't called you back. That's why I fish so much. That's why I'm in the boat. I got to read all of these books, because you, your story, and what you're doing is important to us.
Absolutely. And it's important to us to get it out there. And it's not about us. You know, we don't tell your story to make us look good. We tell your story because it's a story that people need to hear.
Mm-hmm. And that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
Y'all, it's Tuesday. It's election day. It's electric in the atmosphere. Go out and exercise your right, your voice.
Vote.
Vote today.
Vote.
Y'all, we want to thank you so much. You guys are incredible. Thank you for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network.
Be the change.
We love you guys so much. God loves you even more than that. And DC said it. Be the change that you want to see. For David Christmas, for David II, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Election Day Tuesday. And God willing, we'll see you right back here on Hump Day Wednesday. Have a great day. You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or log on to www.onpointcxmas.com and listen live. Thank you for listening.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.